We're getting lots of good feedback regarding the Socceroos and this camp under Arnie, quite clearly. Graham Arnold about it's all about positivity. It's all about trying to find some strikers to find the back of the net. And we'll find out. The proof will be in the tasting of the pudding next week when the Socceroos trot out. Good morning, Robbie Slater.
Good morning.
Yeah. Geez, we're
before
desperate.
Before we start, I've got someone who needs to say something.
I'm going to do a life cycle of an orange for you, for my news.
Right.
So what happens to the orange glow?
So if it starts off in the seed, then it goes into a tree, and then it goes into a leaf, and then it falls off to the tree, and then you can eat it.
Oh, how good's that?
And then it needs
lots of sun and water.
And sun and water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of
right, that's right.
Lots of sun and water.
That's the life cycle of an orange.
News
today.
Have you
been
helping her?
Researching, so don't ask me any football questions.
What are you getting? What's your feedback regarding the Socceroos and Graham Arnold?
Well, you said there's a lot of positive news. Well, look, the squad we picked, obviously there's some that are not there to either not playing or injuries. So we're talking about, you know, obviously mostly Rogic and Arjani. The Celtic boys, and there's a few others there that would come into this squad, but pretty much the squad is what it is, and it's what we've got. And, you know, we start with a tricky one in Kuwait. We have had our difficulties over the years in Kuwait, but we should be okay. And obviously, you know, this first phase of qualifying is about, you know, getting a lot of the players the international experience for what will be next year, towards the end of the year, a much more difficult second phase of qualifying. But no, it's always good to have the Socceroos back in action.
Absolutely. $1.30 favourites, $10 Q8, $5 the draw. Lots of other internationals. Just to let you know, Phil Moss got his three-leg multi up yesterday, Sweden, Norway into Spain. Just to let you know that, Robbie, what was your standout of those games?
Well, it's about time he got a multi. Is that the first one ever?
Oh, come on, mate. That was so easy, mate.
Yeah, well.
So easy.
Look, it doesn't matter. It's the multi and he's got it. So winners are grinners.
That's right. And what was the standout event that came across all of those games for you?
The cricket.
Right.
I watched the cricket last night. What about Steve Smith? How good is he?
He was good.
No, he can't, mate, but they can't get him out. He doesn't look like getting out.
No.
No.
Huh?
No, he's too good.
What about an England collapse this evening?
We'd love to see an England collapse
this evening.
I reckon
it's on the cards. But to understand that, look, the European qualifying at the moment is fairly straightforward. Spain had a good 2-1 win. That was probably the standout. Obviously, England won, which was expected. But the groups get much tougher as time goes on. So it's very early in qualifying for everyone. So, you know, a lot of the managers are feeling out their squads and seeing what's going to work and what's not going to work.
Yeah.
So it's a long process, the World Cup qualifying process, not only in Europe and for us in Asia, but all over the world.
Mate, from a player's point of view, Robbie, do they care? Like, they just start the EPL. I know the other European league started a little bit earlier, but then, yeah, you know, you have 4 weeks of EPL, then you stop and you go away, you play for your country and you come back. Do they see that as a disruption, or that's just business as normal for them?
No, I think personally, it's been ill-timed.
Yeah.
So soon into the season, I feel like they just got going. You know, it's like starting a marathon and you stop after a couple of Ks and have a breather. You don't do that, do you? So the EPL are 4 hours in, and already an international breaks the momentum.
Yeah.
But look, like I just mentioned before, there are many, many games to be had, so they've got to fit them in somewhere. I just thought they could have done something a little bit more clever with this one, but it is what it is.
Mm. Now, Michael Owen seems to be upsetting everyone. He must have a book to sell,
Robbie.
He's
got a book to sell.
Yeah.
Right about it, he's going through a divorce. A book to sell. I should write a book. Me and Bozza should. No, Bozza shouldn't write a book.
Be
actually, I reckon Bozza's book could be a good read.
Bozza,
yeah.
If Bozza wrote, if he did a book and told the true story.
Correct.
It'd be an international bestseller.
Yeah, yeah.
But he might have to leave the country and go and live in Argentina.
Yeah, I'd have the lawyers check it before that went to print.
It'd be a great read. Bozza's got some, you know, look, you know, he had some difficult times. We've all had difficult times, but what a fantastic, he was our greatest ever goalkeeper. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, he stopped far too early. but, you know, circumstances in life are different for everyone, and everyone just feels a bit differently. The great story for Bozza, which would be in the book, is, you know, he's doing a great job now and has done for quite some time. So, yeah. The two beautiful children. It was a great comeback story, Mark Bosnich.
There's no doubt about that. And quite clearly, if you've got a book, you've got to have some controversial chapters in it. And Michael Owen certainly has got those controversial chapters in it. The fact is that the latest release, and they sort of drip feed this sort of stuff, don't they, before a book hits the stands. Steven Gerrard, he wanted him to leave Liverpool 2 years earlier than he did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's certainly putting the right names in there to get the book sold. But, yeah, look, as you know, Jimmy and TK, look, not everyone gets on, and, you know, it doesn't matter what teams you play. And I'm going back over all eras of teams and players, great players, not so great players. I mean, you know, a group of men that play in a football team together. Yeah, you know, they don't all necessarily like each other. In fact, it's very rare if that would happen. And so there's always things going on within groups of footballers, and, you know, that's up to the managers and the coaches to control them. And at the end of the day, you have to play together. You don't have to go out together. But it is always interesting, the fly in the wall stuff from past eras, where, you know, a lot of people look at, you know, teams and maybe relationships and think that must have been fantastic, and then someone like Michael Owen comes out and says, well, actually, it wasn't like that.
No, it wasn't like that at all. Can you wish, on behalf of the Big Sports Breakfast, can you please wish Indigo all the best with her presentation with the growth of the apple, orange?
I certainly will, and I know as you get off, you'll probably say, well, you know, we need more of Indigo, less of Robbie.
We don't have to say it, mate. You've just said it yourself. Good on you, mate. Have a good weekend.
See you guys, bye. See ya.